This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You are on Her Voice on Joy 94.9. And in the studio with me today is Anne-Louise.
Hello, everybody.
Madeline.
Good evening.
And we've got Emma here as well, but she's sort of a bit behind me looking what I'm doing because I have
she's
the panel tonight.
She's sitting over there playing with herself.
having a bit of fun here. So we're very chuffed with our guest tonight. And she's a famous Melbourne comedian and a regular at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. She's, I think, done that about 9 seasons now. Thanks for coming into Joy at this late hour and welcome to the studio, Geraldine Hickey.
It's my pleasure. Thanks very much. Thank you. Thanks for having me. Great. Here we all are having a really good time.
Yeah.
Playing footsies under the table.
Oh, is that your foot?
Yeah, that is. What did you think it was? My third... I'm talking.
So, Geraldine, you've got a busy schedule. We just heard that you're just running from one gig to
Do you know what? It was just
here,
this, and, tonight, it's just one of those things where it was like, can you come and do this thing? And I went, yes. And then someone else, can you come and do this thing that is really close to the first thing that you were doing? And I went, yeah, I can do that. And then someone else said, can you come and do another thing that is really close to... I'm like, yeah, I can do all three. I can do 3 gigs in one night. I can do it. I'm a professional. And so here we are. Gig number 2. I'm 5 Moscow mules down, having a really good time.
And we're in the middle of your gig sandwich, by the sound of things.
Yeah, yeah. You were the meat in my gig sandwich.
Lovely. And you're an athlete getting from one place to the other as well, no doubt.
You've got to get your 10,000 steps in a day. 10,000 steps a day. Yeah, it's the only way I can do it.
Free gym, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Saving a lot of money here.
Yeah, exactly.
Geraldine, the reason why we thought we'd get you in is you're doing a gig tomorrow, I think, as well. Another gig.
It's my job, mate. I've got
to
do gigs.
Funny lady.
I am doing a gig tomorrow night at the Wesleyan with Kirsty Wiebeck is hosting the show. So it's all her comedy crushes. So she just gets people that she likes. And thankfully, I'm one of those people. So I've got myself a sweet gig. So
she's got the hots for you.
Oh, good old Kirsty.
Looking at your shirt, I can really understand that.
If only this was a visual medium.
Hello, little less of the perving, ladies. Do you feel like a piece of meat right now?
Do you know what? I'm a happy piece of meat. You know, who doesn't want to be looked at?
Piece of meat.
We had Kirsty in a couple of weeks ago and had a very giggly, laughy night.
We did.
She's great.
She's quite a funny lady, isn't she?
Yeah. So we thought, if she likes you, we will like you too.
Oh, great.
I've said before, you've been at the Melbourne International, I really like that, comedy festival, for a few years now, doing shows. And,
yeah, I've got nothing better to do at that time, so I just, you know, get up and do a show. Mm.
So how did you get into comedy in the first place?
Oh, gosh. I guess I always wanted to be an actor. And then there was one day in drama class, like when I was in year 11 or year 12, and I was trying to do a dramatic piece. It was just like a two-handed thing. It was just some lines with me and another girl. And everybody laughed. And I was like, guys, I was trying to be serious that time. I was trying to be serious. And my drama teacher said, Jez, did you know what this means? And I went, oh, that I can't act. And he went, no, it means that you're a comedian and you should be doing comedy. I went, oh, okay then. So I did comedy. So here we are.
You did what you were told. Well done.
Yeah. That's what you should do in life. When someone says to you, this is what you should be, then you go, yeah, all right, I'll do it.
Did your parents agree with him? Is that as a
They were just happy that I was, you know, getting out of the house. Like, Mum... When I first started comedy, like, Mum, at the time, I was working... Like, I didn't start till years later, and I'd been working at the... I grew up in Albury, and I worked at the local cinema, and I was quite content there. I was very happy. I was like, well, this is fine. I work part-time at the cinema. I'll go out on weekends, I'll meet somebody, I'll get married, and I'll just be a housewife working part-time at the cinema. That is my life, and I'm very content with that. And then Mum was like, "Oh, you got to do something with your life. Why don't you enrol in TAFE and do a secretary course?" And I went, I am going to do something with my life. Yeah, I am.
Such a good plan.
I'm going to be a comedian. She goes, "Oh, how are you going to do that?" I'm like, I don't know. And I entered Raw Comedy. That was the year that I entered Raw Comedy, which the Melbourne International Comedy Festival runs. And so I entered that, and then I went from there. So I made it to the national finals and got runner-up, and here I am today.
Well done.
Ta-da.
Fantastic. Because comedy is one of those arts that I think takes an awful lot of balls to do, because being funny is one thing, but being funny in front of a mass audience.
Yeah, or even just five people is hard enough. Do you know what I mean?
Like sometimes five people who turned up to your first gig.
Yeah. But that's why I love going. Like, Raw Comedy is so great. I'm a big fan of it. I love going all the time because it's so great to see the type of people that normally don't fail. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just
that. So you want to watch people fail?
Yeah, when they deserve it, absolutely.
There is no room for schadenfreude in this room, ladies. All right?
But at the same time, we love everybody. You go there wanting people to win. You go there wanting people to go, "Oh, this is great," because it's so great for someone, you know, to get up and try stand up, and I think it's amazing, and I go, yeah, and I applaud that. But when you get, there's a certain type of people that go, "Look at me," like, you know, imagine the type of guys at a barbecue where everyone says, "Mate, you're so funny, you're so bloody funny, oh God, you're funny, you should do comedy," and then they go, "Yeah, I am really funny, I'm really great," and then they get up on stage and they go, "Bleh," and they tell some racist or homophobic or sexist tripe, and the whole audience just goes, not into it, mate, not into it." And then they stand there just going, oh, and then they're like a deer in headlights just going, oh, my friends think it's really funny. I've forgotten all my jokes. And I just go, yes, you deserve that. Never get on the stage again. No, improve yourself, have a look at yourself, and then get back
on the stage. Address the racism and the homophobia, then come back to the stage.
Yeah, exactly. Improve yourself and then get back up there and have a go.
I love it, because I don't see a lot of comedy because I just think it's dick jokes, really. It's like men.
Well, a lot of it is, but you've got to go to the good comedy nights, and there's plenty out there. It's playing Comedy Tonight is a good one, where I'll be there in about half an hour or so, and there's so many good nights of comedy. You've got to find them. So
yeah, absolutely, and there's always room for dick jokes. There really are.
Yes,
there is definitely room for smut.
Yeah.
But I think when it just gets to the cringe, like, some people love cringe. I hate it. I can't sit in a room when somebody's telling cringy jokes. Yeah. But yeah, otherwise, I'm game for it all, mate.
Yeah. You're on your own. But look, it sounds like Raw Comedy has some guys who've done well at barbecues and not anywhere else. So you should go hear some bad dick jokes.
I highly recommend going to Raw Comedy. It's so good.
Yeah, I heard it's great.
Yeah.
Yes. We have a funny lady in the studio, other than me, and other than you gorgeous girls.
Where? Oh, no, I am.
There she is.
Whoa.
When you became a comedian, did it, like, shake your world? Like, did you give up your day job and then just go for it, like, full time, and then just go head and soul and everything into it?
No. All of the above. Like, I did Raw Comedy, and I was living in Albury at the time, and I had a heat of Raw Comedy in Melbourne. And so I went to Melbourne and I did my heat, and I won that heat. And then my cousin was there and he said, "When are you going to move to Melbourne?" I was like, "Oh, I don't know. I've got to go home and quit my job and find somewhere to live. And, you know, there's things that I have to do." And he said, "Why don't you just come live with me?" And I went, "Okay."
Just for one second, for those who don't know, can you paint us a picture of Albury?
Oh,
please.
Just think, there's the city and then there's the country, right? And then in the middle is what they call regional Australia. And then regional Australia is, like, you know, in the country where, like, everyone knows your business and stuff. Mm. Like, "Oh, yeah, hey, how you doing? Oh, yeah, not doing too good." And then the city is, like, no one knows anyone's business and they don't care. But regional Australia, everyone knows about your business and no one gives a shit. Like, that's...
And there's an IGA.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the IGA is important.
Yeah.
Is it not a super IGA?
It's regional, so it's got Coles and Safeway.
Oh, well, I'm packing my bags now.
Worse. You know, it's
that's
pretty
all
big.
That's almost city-esque.
It's pretty big and important, and but not as big as important as a city and not as cool as the country. So it's just this in-between.
I think you got that the wrong way around. But anyway, moving on.
You know, anyway. So I went to back to – I had to go on to the next heat. So I went back home to Albury. And I quit my job and I said, all right, I'm moving to Melbourne. And I moved in with my cut. 2 weeks later, I moved back to Melbourne. I did the next round of Raw and I'd moved to Melbourne that day. And then here I am.
Fair.
I did get a job. Like, it's you can't do comedy.
Yeah.
When you first start, like, it's even now I have another job and I don't necessarily have that other job as a means to pay. I have this other job because I genuinely like what I do.
Right.
And I could feasibly earn enough in comedy to live off. But yeah. I like having extra money and having something extra to do with my time. So I think it's more for my mental state of health that I have another job.
Otherwise, yeah, and I think that's actually really important because you can't be the funny lady all the time.
Yeah. And how do you manage it, Eloise?
Huh? How do you... Well, I'm amazing at multitasking. No, but like, it is the same thing because I'm considered a funny person at work. I'm an engineer, so like, they're all in work.
It's
so
a low bar.
I'm the naughty child in the office, but it is important to kind of have that moment where
it's balanced.
Yeah, you
balance.
Really do need it, particularly when you're just having a shit day. You don't want to be funny. You don't want to be entertaining people, and so it's good to have that part of your life, I guess, where you don't have to be that person.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
So, Geraldine, I want to talk about something very important. I'm a big Facebook stalker of people.
Oh, yes. So
good fun for...
What have I done?
So, on your Facebook page, uh-huh. I've sort of noticed over the last year, uh-huh. you've been posting quite a few submissions to calendars, different calendars.
Yeah. What do you mean by calendars?
Yeah, so I just have... Just to name a few, so Geraldine has put in submissions for the Lesbians Love Flying Kites calendar or the Lesbians Love Cooking calendar.
Oh
my favourite actually is the Lesbians Love the Wild West.
Oh, that's a personal favourite. I'm wearing this shirt.
It's an excuse to wear a Czech shirt. Right?
It's actually a leather jacket.
I think it was more of a suede jacket. I was backstage at a gig and I found there was all these costumes and stuff backstage and it was a perfect fit. The jacket was a perfect fit. I found some sunglasses. I put them on. I posed.
This is
book rack or cleavage?
You haven't seen them?
No, but this sounds like this is why you don't need another job because you can just take clothes from backstage and have a whole new wardrobe.
Well, yeah. No, I didn't steal it.
I left it there.
Priorities for you.
So you can look at them on my Facebook page, Geraldine Hickey. Yeah. So also on my Instagram.
So what are your big machines then?
Big machines?
Oh, that was
like combine harvesters.
Did you see that one? My big machines one.
I'm wondering what those big machines.
Oh, she's an engineer.
Are.
She's interested.
She's
in
actually technical.
Oh, that kind of engineer.
Oh, I went to some place where they had mines, a big open cut mine.
Oh, those massive big.
Yeah, where did they film Mad Max? Where's that place? Where did I go
Australia.
To?
Australia.
Yeah. No, the original, like Broken Hill. Went to Broken Hill, and they had. You know, the just big mining things.
So is this a calendar you're going to put together? Or
do you know if I get... Yeah.
Yeah, this is a new
I'm
project?
Sure, yeah.
I think you should do it.
Yeah,
I think it's
so going
to be a bestseller.
I'd love to earn some money, have some merchandise. But it started when...
Waterfalls.
Yeah.
What the hell are you going to do with that one?
Well, I've already done it. I've already done it. I just... it's that thing where I... See? Look at that, Lesbians Love Waterfalls. But it started with Lesbians Love DIY when I was helping my partner to put... Anyway, you got to use a drill.
I love how you know all the terminology.
Yeah. Just went, this is so great. I love... That's the Wild West. Anyway, have a look at my Facebook page and like it while you're
it's
there.
Geraldine Hickey's Facebook page.
Yeah, Geraldine, GeraldineHickey. That's how you spell my name.
It's very Irish. Really Irish name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am Irish.
Geraldine.
Back in the day. Like, back.
Granny's granny,
something like that.
I nearly said something else there.
Would granny's granny be proud of this calendar? And now he's coming out. Who knows? I think you've got some buyers right now.
I think I've got like 4 more months to go.
Do you need some tips? We could have Lesbians on Radio. We could
Lesbians Love Radio. We could do that. But it's the thing where it just I never plan it. It's just like I'll be in the moment and go. I think this is a calendar submission.
Sounds very creative.
So you'll be like stuffing your face with ice cream, and then suddenly October is stuffing your face with ice cream.
Pretty much.
Okay. Nice. But
I'll put a different wording on it.
It's got to be catchy.
Lesbians love heat waves. Because I did that one when I was eating a Zupa Dupa. Oh. Who doesn't love a Zupa Dupa? So good.
What the hell is a
Zupa Dupa? What?
I'm not an Aussie. What's this? Well, do you know what a Zupa Dupa is?
Of course not.
It's an Aussie
pop. I just
don't know. It's a thin, long, thin Aussie pop.
Oh, no.
Aussie
this
pole.
Is going back.
this is not...
Yeah, and it's just...
End well.
You squeeze it up. And just pop it in your mouth. Oh, so, and take it. Yeah.
Like, cover it.
Oh. Yeah, like a penis.
Yeah, exactly. Just
it's delicious.
It.
Or you can lick it, whatever you want.
Is it like a Calippo?
Kind of.
Is it like a cheap Calippo?
Well, and
no
but it's just
it was
long
cheap.
And thin.
No one said it was cheap.
It is cheap.
It's longer.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Longer and thinner.
Yeah, let's Google it. Google Zupa Dupa.
So I just can't believe this has gone this way.
I don't know what
well, what else
about.
Do you want to know? What else do you want to know? Ask me anything.
These
AMA.
Dirty mayors, I'll tell you what, they're just taking the total wrong end of the stick here. We're just having a conversation.
About icy poles.
About an icy pole.
Sure you are.
It's a, you know, it's a really great
I resent
Aussie
that.
Zupa. And it's like, it's plastic and it, you often cut the corner of your
mouth. Like a Mr. Freeze.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, in the UK and Ireland, they're called Mr. Freezes. Yeah, they cut the corner of your mouth.
Yeah, just a long, thin...
Yeah,
just like a Mr. Freeze.
I know.
Joy.
Yes, you're listening to Her Voice. We've got Barbara, Anne-Louise, myself, Madeline, and we've got a special guest. And her day job is comedy, and we've been sandwiched in between two of her comedy shows. Where I was wondering, are you nervous? You're about... You're going to race out of here in about 10 minutes and jump on stage.
Yeah.
God... Oh, my God.
Do you know, there's a certain amount of respect for what I'm about to do. Oh, that's so wanky. Ooh,
that sounded very wanky. Very wanky.
There's, like, I don't get nervous, but I certainly appreciate it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'd like to say I don't care, but I do. I do. I care enough to do a good job, but I also have faith in my ability, so I don't get nervous.
So
as
not
much
enough
anymore.
To spew beforehand, but
not anymore. Because it used to be, I used to vomit before every gig.
See, now I'm the opposite.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
you vomit after the gig?
No,
another form of nerves.
Oh, right, at the other end. See, sometimes I did that as well.
Oh my God, it's the best laxative ever. Nerves, karaoke.
Yeah.
Laxative central.
What's your favourite karaoke song?
I don't know.
Sarah.
But is it worth it? Like that level of stress? Like obviously you know, you get
over it though after a while.
Yeah, after 10 years you get there. But no, it's that, it is worth it. Because sometimes, you know, back in the day I'd get really nervous. And it got to the stage where I was only getting really nervous about the big gigs. I go, oh, okay, this is, you know, there's 1,500 people.
Oh, my God. Blah.
And then I get in, and then you get that nervous energy and you use that energy on the stage and it's great. And you get that adrenaline rush and you just go, whoa, this is so great. Whereas now I don't, like, the idea of a big gig doesn't really exist in my world anymore. Like, I have, you know, really great gigs and stuff, but there was a time when I first started out that I was like, ooh, this might be the gig that someone really important might be there and this could lead to this and that and this would be all my dreams coming true. And that it just doesn't happen. It's just, you know, you might get little breaks along the way, but...
Like, there's no harm in playing the gig. Like,
absolutely.
There is somebody like that in the audience, right?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Which is why I have that, you know, I do care, but at the same time, man, I don't care. You know, you understand what I'm saying.
Totally. And I think having that kind of attitude, kind of, that's part of your persona on stage as well. And you can kind of say that you're like, oh, yeah. You know, and that's
me.
Really funny.
That's great impersonation of me.
it's really funny. And, and that really comes across in your style of comedy as well. So it's kind of nice that really is the way you are.
Yeah.
Before the gig, after the gig, whatever. But it is good to have a healthy respect for...
what I'm doing.
Yeah, and people are making the effort to come out and see you and all that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
Well,
so, yeah.
You've done a show
you wrote a letter to Tony Abbott when was still our Prime Minister and most of all the Minister for Women.
Yeah.
Are you very sad now that he's gone?
No, I'm not. Not at all. I'm very happy that he's...
Well, expected.
But he would have, you would have had some comedy gold out of having a Prime Minister and a Minister for Women in Tony Abbott. So.
Well, I used it and... And I was so I did get a tweet from someone, I was very, more than anything, I was just excited that, he was gone. And then someone said to me, said to me on Twitter, said, oh, please don't stop doing your letter to Tony Abbott, it's so great, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, that's right, I've got material. Because I remember all the, these comics going, oh, no, we're going to have to change our shows, and oh, no. And people going, oh, spare a thought for all the comedians doing the Fringe Festival that have to write new jokes. And I was just like, yeah, poor buggers. And I'm like, oh, no, wait, that's me. I've got a joke about Tony Abbott. But at the same time, it had run its course. I wrote that letter the day that I found out that he was the Minister for Women's Affairs. And then it just kept, and I went, oh, wait, he's still, a year later, I was like, oh, I can still do this. This is ridiculous. It's so, so stupid. But here we are. And now, so I'm very happy that I don't have to do it anymore. Really, at the end of the day, it's great.
Yeah. Thank you, Geraldine.
Thank you so much. So lovely having you on. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. It's been really fun.
Thank you.
You guys are awesome.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.